And a sexual relationship, the way God designed it, it involves a soul, whether we recognize it or not. Well, we can have soul ties. We have soul ties with our parents. We have soul ties with friends. We can have soul ties with institutions, like a church, a school. Okay, anywhere where our soul is involved, we can have soul ties with imaginary friends. But for this discussion, we've been talking mainly about soul ties with sexual partners. What? I'm blowing on it. Okay. We have sexual ties with soul partners. Soul ties with sexual partners. But we could also, if the door was opened by somebody who violated us, we'd have an unhealthy soul tie with that. All right? So I want you to ask God, Father God, if you have any soul ties you need to break. Don't be surprised if it's with an adult, with a parent, a friend. It could be with anybody. Whoever he tells you, we're going to go with that. All right? Father God, is there anyone I need to break a soul tie with? All right, now I'm just going to repeat after me. I break off any unhealthy soul ties with this person. And I sever all negative influence from them. I send back to him or her everything that is theirs that is not meant for me to hang on to. And I take back to myself everything I lost. I take it back to myself and I wash it in the blood of Jesus. And now on the count of three, I want you to clap. One, two, three. I don't know if I explain soul ties real well, but Holy Spirit knows. And he knows what happened there. And whenever you find that you can't quite get over somebody, or there's something you feel trapped, you might want to ask if there's a soul tie there. Yeah, if you have an yes, we were talking about needs, feeling needs that aren't yours, that can be a soul tie. But if you ever have a question about a soul tie, you can always talk to me too. There are multiple ways of getting them, but it's some way that involves our soul exchange with another person, and the sexual relationship was designed to do that, and so it automatically does, whether you realize or not. Interestingly, I had a friend of mine who came for me to do a SOZO, and she knew she had sexual issues. She had a bunch of partners. She had abortions, and we worked through the abortions. She needed to break some soul ties, and so she just handed me her list of all of her partners. I was just honored. Somebody just comes, here's this list. And we didn't have to go through the whole list. We asked the Holy Spirit. We got the first one, and I think the second one, I don't remember, but that's done. Part of it, I wondered, did she lose her stickiness? So there's really no soul ties in the rest. Was her basic main soul ties with the first one or two? And I'm just thinking that now, after I learned more about brain science, you lose your stickiness, so maybe your soul doesn't get tied to the people after a while. So you don't necessarily have to feel like you go through everybody, but yeah. Anytime your soul gets involved with another person. I had to break a soul tie with an imaginary friend. And there was something that kept dogging me, and I broke the soul tie with an imaginary friend, and it hasn't even come to my mind since. I know that sounds silly, it sounds stupid, but hey, it worked. Placebo effect? I don't know. I don't really care.